humility and to love. And you've got those people in your life, just like I've got those people in my life. And this is one of the reasons why we will constantly in this room try to correct our images of God. You can tell a lot about who someone believes God to be go beyond. I've never known someone perceive God to be. I've never known someone who's more forgiving than they perceive God to be. I've never known someone who is more gracious or loving than they perceive God to be. In fact, I would argue there's a lot of people who would be a lot more loving and gracious if they just believed God was. The one thing holding them back is they think that God doesn't want them to be those things for some reason. This third worker really had no choice but to do what he did in his world, right? He did exactly what he should do if the owner was who he thought the owner was. The problem is that's not who the owner was. So the lesson in this parable, as difficult as it might be, the lesson here is not make more money for God or else. The lesson is, who do we understand God to be, and are we living into it? The lesson for me is, am I living into the abundance that I've already been given? And I don't know about you, but this time of COVID has been a big reality check for me on those things, because I spent the first 6 to 8 weeks mildly depressed and feeling like I was getting ripped off and very burdened by everything that was going on. And why am I not able to do this or go here? Or why can't my kids go to school? You know, just woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. And I was living in abundance. I had my health. I still had a job. I was getting to spend time with my kids that I wouldn't normally get to. There was all kinds of things, all kinds of good news around me all the time. And I couldn't see it because I can't outlive my perception of the world around me. God has already given us more than we need. God has already given us more time than we deserve. God did not give that to us so we would all sit on it fearfully, scared of how we might waste it or lose it. God always blesses for us to be a blessing. God gives so we can invest. So we can take this gift of life and expand the kingdom of life and light in this world. When we live in fear, when we convince ourselves that there is scarcity instead of abundance, and when we is the same thing, it comes from us convincing ourselves that our God is less than good and gracious. And in a very real way, it's at that moment we sentence ourselves to the darkest places. God is who God is. God is and was and always will be love. The question is whether or not we will live into that reality or what we've made up about a God, the much lesser deities we live with day to day. And there may be no better time than 2020 for us to remember this, right? I mean, 2020 has become a four-letter word for me. I don't know about you. For us to remind ourselves that God is good. God is generous. God has given us more than we need and more time than we deserve. Know that. Root yourself in it. View your world through that truth. And then we might find ourselves being able to fearlessly and boldly invest what we have been given, because it's in that investment that heaven is found. Let's pray. God, we confess that we often settle for lesser gods that we have made up, idols of our own minds and hearts. That, Lord, we believe the narratives of this world, that we listen to the bad news, and we let it define our own hearts and minds. God, may we not settle for those idols. May we remember who you really are. That you are the best expression that we can come up with, and then some, that you are more loving and more gracious and more generous than we could possibly imagine. And this life that we have been given is an expression of it. Lord, may we treat it as such. May your perfect love drive out our fear. God, we love you. And we ask this because we love you, and we ask it.